Yeah. Hal Neal, Sonny Boy Williams, and the McCoo Hunt. And you know what that horrifying sound in the background is, folks? Time for the State of the Vibe Report. Roscoe.
You.
What it is?
Yeah, Roscoe.
Who was that last man?
Sonny Boy Williamson.
Holy moly, one or two?
Two.
Sonny Boy Two.
Give him a number.
What up?
So, I don't know, it's kind of raining, the Yanks lost. I went out to Coyote and I... Life stinks and it's our fault. There are a few things you can do. Today I took a drastic step into turning things around for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I went out to Coyote, and if anyone ever has to practice there, there is one saving grace if you can ever get your sorry butt out there before 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Pretty unlikely.
Saving grace being?
The saving grace being Nick's Super Burger, which is 1/2 pound of ground beef on a hero roll, with 3 strips of cheese and 5 strips of bacon.
Woo!
That's got acid in it, too.
That'll increase the size of your heart with just one.
You betcha. And the only way to follow a fine sandwich such as that is with a pint of chocolate chip, super double death, gross out.
Cherry Garcia in honor of the dead.
There you go.
That's an entire mood swing right there.
You betcha. Yeah.
Too chocolatey. Roscoe, are you at Coyote now?
No, I'm back at my home. Why, did you want something?
I want to get that K back for the Mojo Boys.
Uh-huh.
So what you're trying to tell us is you have the pig vibe.
I have the pig vibe.
So to speak.
The pig vibe.
And you got your little oinker there.
I got the oink thing.
You got your new oinker?
Yeah, my new black one.
That's a few.
Roscoe, you're an evil man.
Oh. Yeah. Thank you. It all has to do with the golf thing, you know, the ASU Sun Devils.
No, the golf course effect, bro.
Golf course effect.
Well, that, you know, so you were wondering, that one guy in the news was saying something about there will be no sanctuary for drug dealers.
Yeah,
the golf course.
Yeah, they've all been working as caddies at golf courses because it's so cool there. The golf course thing is a good place to be, you know. At least every golf course has a bar, and it's always called the 19th hole. What can I say?
Tell vibe.
What vibe?
Huh?
The vibe was totally obscured by the beef.
Roscoe, you're going down to Asbury Park this night?
I'm going down to actually Long Branch. It's a good thing this guy called me, because I would have showed up at the wrong club, you know, to do some silly benefit for, like, beach relief.
Beach relief?
I don't know.
They to clean up the syringes? Wash them off and sell them?
They want
to be able to swim next year, maybe?
Hopefully. I don't know. But
the Boy Brothers will stop doing their ecology song.
Oh, man. That'd be really nice.
And then strike Bell Bottom Blues and I'll be happy.
Oh, man. I like that one.
Well, yeah, Roscoe picked that one.
No accounting for taste.
I think his other choice was a Jimi Hendrix song. You got off easy.
It was a high school flashback. What can I say?
There you go.
Been eating wheat bread there, Roscoe?
Eating wheat?
Wheat bread and granola.
Oh, man. No, that's what the Grateful Dead people are doing up there.
Well, they say you can get an LSD buzz off of it.
And a really nice
granola?
Meal.
Yeah.
Bologna. I think most of the people are up there.
See, now Roscoe says bologna. The guy in the paper said...
I say golf course.
Baloney. Baloney. So, cafe bar.
Huh?
That's the joint I'm going to in Long Branch. If your listeners are down there.
As far as, like, as sneaky acid, I think you were pretty much tripping on booze the other night, man.
Oh, man. I wish, you know, sometimes you say, tell me about it, but I would really like to know. You know, like, tell me about it. I don't think any of us remembers.
Evidently, you were almost killed in the Vazak by large, coke-crazed bouncers.
They didn't like the hair. They didn't like Perkins's hair either.
Oh, man.
They were going to cut it off and sell it.
I woke up with a bruised hand and stuff all over my room. And how can
equally
I
equally bruised brunette.
And you brought us coffee at 9 o'clock. That was great.
Because I woke up drunk and I had to justify myself.
Yeah, well, there you go. A little penance. See, Den and Ben.
I appreciated it, Russ.
Since I don't have a good car, I need to be justificated.
You need to be tonalized, Hoss.
Oh, man, I'm going to get a new nut for this baby.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, Flash. Late-breaking news.
Late-breaking news.
Tell me about it.
Tell me about it. What did happen, anyway?
Something ugly.
I don't think anybody out there has a clue as to what's going on.
I don't think any of those guys knew either.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Well, but, you know, you can spend all night drinking or you can spend all night doing coke, and I know what those guys have been doing.
Yeah, well... Well, we
wearing out razor blades.
We drank.
Yeah.
Because we don't do that stupid stuff.
We went home and threw up.
If I would have thrown up, I would have felt so much better the next day.
And you wouldn't have to have me tell you about it.
Yeah, tell me about it.
This is the first you've heard of it, huh, Roscoe?
Oh, man. I knew there was
glad we can share this with our listeners.
Oh, well, they usually, you know, like the ones that hang out at the places we
They know
out.
When the time to go to the bar is.
Yeah, they get subjected to it. So, anyway, your listeners are a discerning bunch. And they probably have had enough of the vibe report.
And you are a discerning one, man.
I just want to hear the noise that happens when I hang the thing up, and wish you guys a good show, and blah, blah, blah.
Thanks, Roscoe. Have a good jam down there in Long Branch.
Roscoe, see him at the, whatchamacallit?
Yeah. Cafe Bar in Long Branch. Celebrity Rock Jam.